I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The 12 men had left their homes, their jobs, and their families in order to follow Jesus Christ. Maybe they assumed that these sacrifices would result in eventual positions of wealth and glory, deluding themselves into believing that Jesus was Israel's future king, and they might be his right-hand men. It wasn't working out that way. After several months of following him, he was no closer to earthly power and glory than he had been when he was baptized in the Jordan River. Those who were following him were in need of a vision, something to inspire them, encourage them to keep going. And in view of the trials by fire they would experience in future months and years, three of the disciples were permitted such a vision. They went up to the mountain to pray. The three disciples, Peter, James, and John, received a lot more than they had bargained for. It was a majestic vision, something clear out of this world. The one whom they followed, who they knew as their leader, was wrapped in light. His face shone, and his clothes shone. And I imagine that they stood there with their mouths open and not quite knowing what to say. And then in that moment, there appeared Moses and Elijah. It was as if it all came to be to bring them that vision, but also to bring them that which they knew. And so out of that moment, someone made a decision and they said, "Let's build shelters or booths so that everybody's comfortable while they're staying here." And then a cloud surrounded them, and a voice was heard to say, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." And then it was all gone. Moses and Elijah was gone. There was no more voice. And Jesus looked as he always looked. And yet, he was different. What they wanted was to hang on to what they knew, to hang on to that which gave them some stability. But that wasn't to be. And they had no idea what their future would hold. We too become bored with valley living. And we too need those occasional mountaintop experiences. Something that gives us inspiration and encouragement. Something that offers us a reason to move forward. Something that might put a glow into our daily struggle and cast a halo around our perpetual conflicts. That might renew the meaning and purpose of our continual battle with life. And there are those occasions when we get just that. Oases along our desert paths that refresh and revitalize our weary spirits. They might come in the form of music or art that touches our heart in such a way that we are never the same again, that we are inspired. It might come during a walk in the woods or along the seashore, and we hear that voice of God encouraging us on, telling us how special we are and how special it is to be encompassed by the beauty of creation. It might be a conversation with a dear friend or a meeting with a stranger who is an angel unawares. And what we want to do is we want to hold on to those moments. We want to put them in booths so that we can hang on and have it forever. But that's not to be. They are moments. They are glimpses into the kingdom of God. They are a vision as we walk into the future. And in order for us to take that journey into the future, we have to live in the moment. We have to go back to the valley. We have to go back to our lives, to those moments when we're bored or frustrated or hurt. To those moments when we feel defeated. To those moments when we watch and wait with family members and friends in their suffering and in their pain. And yet, through it all, there is joy. Deep, profound, inexplicable joy. The joy of knowing that we are God's sons and daughters by adoption and grace. That we are God's servants and ministers. That all that is God's is ours, and that we are God's forever. From the valley to the vision and back again. We have within us those moments of light and hope and encouragement and inspiration. We have within us those moments of transfiguration, of changing us, not what we look like, but who we are. And so those who know us best can see that moment has changed us. It's in our eyes and it's in our hearts. It's in how we feel and how we carry out our lives toward the glory of God. We live in the valleys, and we have mountaintop experiences that remind us that Christ walks with us all the time, in our joys and our sorrows, in our ups and our downs, in our good days and our bad days. And not walking with us like we are some stranger, but like we are a brother or sister, God's own by adoption and grace, filled with light and hope, walking toward the glory of God. Amen.